April 12th, 1926, 8:15 p.m. You stand on the deck of the Essex County, sailing from Rockport to Newbury. As you look out into the cloud-shrouded night, you notice that the Beacon Island lighthouse no longer pierces the dark. Before you can alert the crew, you're knocked to the deck as a violent jolt shakes the ship. Chaos erupts as someone shouts that you have just hit the rocks, and another voice below warns of water flooding into the hull. A panicked sailor shoves a life jacket into your arms and advises you to abandon ship and swim to Beacon Island. The approaching storm is sure to smash the vessel to splinters, and even now the waves slam against the sides of the ship, pushing it harder against the rocks. You leap into the chilling waters and start for the distant shore as the captain attempts to yell orders over the wind and panic. After a fierce struggle against tumultuous waves and relentless currents, you finally manage to pull yourselves on to the rocky shore of Beacon Island. Your life jackets, though soaked and heavy, played a crucial role in your survival, keeping you afloat despite exhaustion and the biting cold seeping into your bones. As you rise to your feet, the sense of relief is only fleeting. Faint moonlight pierces through the menacing clouds, revealing the island's ominous outlines.